Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
And welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Gabriel Disbrow, who is the COO of Colorado Ranch Market. If it's not familiar to you, you'll find them on North Carefree and Academy, and a wonderful location there. We're going to talk a good bit about the operation, how it's working so well to keep its clients fulfilled and deliver the things that you need. You're doing that curbside, is that right, Gabriel? Among an in-store, are you also allowing people in the store at this point?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ted. We're open for business in store. Following all the social distancing guidelines, and it works close with states and health organizations to really establish the protocols. Hired additional sanitation workers. Have directional signage and things in the store to make it the safest shopping experience possible.
Very nice. Now, there's a lot behind the Colorado Ranch Market itself in terms of what it is attached to. Can you talk about the parent organization? You've got several operations around the state, and there's some very distinctive qualities about the group itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're Lever Supermarkets. We're a Colorado-based grocer that's 100% employee-owned. We're one of the largest 100% employee-owned companies in the state of Colorado. Governor Polis actually announced his candidacy in that location because he's very supportive of our ownership structure. But we operate 18 stores in the state and really focused on serving the communities those operations are located within.
So we can find you in Colorado Springs and some of the other communities around, obviously.
Yeah, we're pretty much front range, but all the way down to Pueblo and then as far north as Greeley.
And how long have you been in business, Gabriel?
So the company itself has been in business for 82 years. It's been employee-owned wholly since 2012.
Why the change in operational structure?
That was a decision that our founders, the founding family, the Levers, made as they were looking, towards the future and continuing to build and reward the employees that have been working. We have a lot of long tenured employees within the organization, and as they did more research on employee ownership, it was something that was very enticing to them, and they made that decision back in 2012.
Do you find that that makes for a much better customer experience?
I do. Our employees live in the communities that they serve, and they're very focused on, being a part of those communities. I think it gives us just a unique ability to engage our employee base and really serve the customers as well.
How big is your team here at Colorado Ranch Market?
Yeah, we've got 25 employees at that location, and they're, solely focused on serving that community.
And operating during the COVID pandemic, I mean, obviously the elephant in the room, and you can't get by in a discussion like this without talking about that. You're coping like everybody else is. You touched briefly earlier on about how the experience works for a customer and some of the steps
Absolutely.
That you're taking. You're very proud of your team here.
Absolutely. It's been unprecedented for all businesses. I'm sure the first couple of days when we really started to realize what we were potentially dealing with and the steps that needed to be taken were very challenging as we established the protocols and really evaluated and took information from, the trusted industry sources, governmental sources, health departments, things of that nature, and then really rolled those into action and kept constant communication with our teams in these operations so that, A, they felt comfortable coming to work. I'm not someone that would, send people into environments that I wouldn't feel comfortable with, so that was a major threshold for us to fully understand as we, continue to serve these communities. And very quickly, we were able to, put the plexiglass shields in place, hire additional sanitation workers, and then really build the sanitation protocols that are in addition to, our normal operation, and then orient, traffic flow patterns within the shopping experience to really, help the social distancing requirements that we believe have really set us apart in terms of our ability to provide that very safe and clean atmosphere.
And when I go into the store, tell me about that experience, the range of services and products that you offer.
Absolutely. We're very proud that it's, we call it small format grocery, but it really has a very robust range of every item that you would like to find. Anything on your list, you can find there. We have, you know, a great produce department. We have an exceptional meat department. We're very unique in that we pride ourselves on sourcing a Hereford beef that is kind of a different style of cattle than you would find in most other butcher shops. The taste is phenomenal. The quality is consistent. And so just a few things that really set us apart there. We also have, you know, everything else that you would want in terms of your core shopping. And then we also have a wellness. We do sell CBD as well.
Wow. Okay. So is there a pharmacy inside the store as well?
There's not a pharmacy, you know. We have, you know, a limited range. We've really focused on selecting products that we think people want and use most frequently so we can maximize the offering within the smaller shopping space. So that small shopping space really creates an efficient shopping experience. Everyone's busy, and then especially in these times, you don't want to be stuck in larger spaces. And so it's something that's really benefited, you know, the shopping experience for the customers at that store.
Gabriel, it sounds like a wonderful experience inside this store. I love the idea of the way you describe the format. And it sounds intimate, like you, over time, get to know people. They get to know you. You get a very personalized customer experience there from having your meat cut a certain way. I imagine you can customize that experience. How about sourcing? Where do you try to source the items that you have in the store?
And one of the experiences that we had early into the COVID situation was, the disruption to supply chains, and every, you know, retailer in the grocery space faced this. And one of the unique things for us is that, you know, because we're not rigid the way some of our larger competition is, we're able to really pivot, and we have a lot of dynamic relationships and the ability to, connect within, local sourcing. I'm on the certain, networks and things of that nature that just give us the ability to deviate. We went into some of the restaurant supply that was sort of stagnant, and we were able to pull some of that into our operation and offering in that period of extreme uncertainty towards the front end.
So nothing comes into the store that does not meet the most stringent FDA standards.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's the way that you like it. How long has Colorado Ranch Market been up and running here in the Springs?
So we launched that store in December of last year. So it's a new format for us, and something that we're very proud of and looking to build and enhance, across the state potentially.
So you like the way that's working, and it's a duplicatable model. And it sounds like, as you say, you're going to expand on that, and we'll see more of those ranch markets around?
That's the intent, yes, sir.
Do you anticipate you'll expand to additional locations here in the spring?
Potentially, we're definitely looking at all opportunities as they come up. In this period of time, we're most focused on dealing with the disruptive nature of the times that we're in. But as we look to the future, our intent is to definitely grow and expand.
All righty. If I want to learn more about Colorado Ranch Market, is there a way to do that online?
Correct. They've got a website, coloradoranchmarket.com, and you can, find the parent company, leversupermarkets.com as well.
And is there things like ordering online so that I can come and pick up my orders?
Well, we don't currently have that set up. That's one of the things, we just launched, and that's one of the areas that we're building out to meet customer demand, and should have that in the imminent future. We are a test site for Double Up Food Bucks in collaboration with Live Well Colorado. And so for our SNAP recipients, they can get equal coupon for produce purchases. And that's a program that we're very excited about.
Oh, very nice. So you're working to accommodate everybody in the public.
Absolutely.
If you want more information about Colorado Ranch Market, then call 719-400-6489. Again, visit online at coloradoranchmarket.com, located on the south and east corner of North Carefree and Academy. Plenty of parking, an easy and good experience. And we've been talking to Gabriel Disbro, who is the COO of Colorado Ranch Market. And Gabriel, we thank you for giving us some of your time today. We appreciate you teaching us the things that you have about Colorado Ranch Markets, helping us get familiar with it. And from there, I'm hoping you see some new faces.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the time, Ted.
And that's it for this edition of KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Business Connection returns next Sunday at 7 a.m.